Okay, good morning. It's past week. Daf Samach Dalid in Maseches Evin. I wanted to say over something on our previous Daf. More mentions the story with Yeshua in the Sugya. It's mentioned in the Psukim on Samach Gimel on the days. The Pasuk says, Vahibri Yisi Shub Miricha Vahisa Ina Vayar. When Yeshua was trying to take over Yericha, so the Pasuk says that he saw a Malach approached him, Chaber Shlufa B'yodai. The Pasuk says that he was coming with a message that there was a tefillah, there was a claim against Klal Yisrael. That was what the Chaber Shluf B'yada was representing, the drawn sword. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, he told him, Ki'ani satzva Hashem ato basi. Now I have come. So the Gemara brings, the Pesukim themselves are very, very sawsome. It's not clear exactly what the conversation was. The Gemara gives us a little bit of the background. The conversation was, Omaloi, emishbitasim tomashol ben abayim. Yesterday, the Malchus is telling us to Yeshua, yesterday that you mevatel, you nullified, you didn't bring the tomashol ben abayim. Ve'achshav, and now, at night, bitalton Talmud Torah. That there's a bitl Talmud Torah, people are not learning. Al eizem mehen bos. So the Malach had two claims. Yeshua asked him, Al eizem mehen bos, which is, apparently he understood that one was the main claim. That's what he was asking, Al eizem mehen bos. Amalei atabasi. The words atabasi, which the Pasuk says, they're an answer to some previous dialogue. This is Chazal see. Atabasi, I'm coming for the one of the two claims, which is, Pashat Limor means atabasi on the one now. Now, which is, now it was at night, and the Bittul Talmud Torah. Miyad, Vayolin, Yeshua, Balayla, Hupsay, Chaimek, Vom Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechlem, Lam, Shalon, Ba'imka, Shal Halochim. So Yeshua accepted the claim, and the next opportunity that he had, no one explains this possibly was going later on by Muhammad Sa'ai, but the next time that they were in the situation, the Pasuk says, by Yolan Yeshua by Laila, and the Gemara learns that actually means he was Lon Bo'imko Shal Halacha, that the next time that there was a Milchama, nighttime is not a time of Milchama, and he was deeply involved in learning in depth during that time. This is the Gemara. Right, and Rashi over here explains Barichas, how from the few inferences in the Pasuk, Chazal saw the background and saw the conversation that was going on. The Gemara is brought in Maseches Megillah on Daf Gimel also, and then there's a famous Tosfos which explains the source of the conversation that Chazal saw in the Pasuk in a little different way. The Yeshua asked him, "Halonu ata imitzarenu? Are you from us or from our oppressors, from the other side?" Right. And on that, he answered him, "Ani satzva Hashem." That's the Malach answered him. So Tosis explains over here. Tosis's question over here is, where did Chazal see what the conversation was? So Tosis over here says like this. The Hochi Perusha is Tosis Nav Gimel Omen Aleph. Tosis is saying, Halonu Ato, Hochi Ka'oma. This is what Yeshua was asking him. Bishvil Tamut Torah Bos, Dechsiv Torah Tziv Olonu. Have you come for a claim on Torah? Halonu Ato. He's referring to the pasuk of Torah Tziv Olonu. Halonu Ato. Are you here now because of the pasuk which represents Lono Torah Tziv Olonu, a claim on Talmud Torah? Im Litzareinu means Oy Bishvil HaKarbonos Shemeginin Aleinu Mitzareinu. Or because of the Karbonos, the Bittul, the Karbon Tamid, which protects us from our enemies. And that's when Chazal saw that Halon Atha and Mitzareinu, he was asking him which of the two, these were the two claims that the Malach mentioned, and Yeshua asked him which of the two was that. Now Tosis continues, the next Tosis over here brings from the Rivan the answer that the Malach from Atabosi. So Tosis brings the Pshat from the Ran, from the Rivan, that where does it lie in the Atabosi that the claim was Talmud Torah? Pirish Rivan al Talmud Torah Bosi dechsiv bei va'ata kisvu lechem es hashir hazeis. Again, the Atabosi with an ayin ata is referring to a certain pasuk in the Torah which refers to Torah. Va'ata kisvu lechem es hashir hazeis, that the Rivon is learning that pasuk, the Shir HaZeis, this is referring to what we have in the parish of Hazinu, which that's the but Rishonim learned that it's going on the entire Torah, Kislam Sashir HaZeis, that the word Ato in the pasuk of Kislam Sashir HaZeis is referring to the Torah. This is what Tosis says over here. Now, there's a famous explanation from the Ponovich Rov in this Gemara. And he asks a few questions to understand the Gemara. First of all, he asks how are we to understand what kind of claim there is Talmud Torah? I mean, they were fighting a war, right? Even at night, which is not actually a war, a time to fight the battle, but probably they were very tired out from the day. You know, is this really expectation of someone who just fought a war that day to sit and learn? And he also asked the question that the way the Tosis explains the Gemara, the original pasuk which is brought to refer to Torah was Torah Tziva Lo No Moshe, that pasuk. So why, when we're answering that the claim was on Torah, are we referring to another pasuk? Why don't we refer to the same pasuk that we started out with? So he says a beautiful thought, Ponovich Rov. And this is the way he explains the Gemara. I haven't seen Rashi by Yosef, you know, it's mashman like that. But the idea that he says is something very important for us to know. And he says as follows. That in a chanami, there really are two different relationships that a person has toward his learning of Torah. Learning of Torah is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. It's a great mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that we have to do that, like all other mitzvahs, a person's mechuyav to do it, and it has the obligation on one hand and the limitations of other mitzvahs. A person in a certain situation, he can be potter from that as far as a mitzvah is concerned. But there's another aspect of Limud HaTorah, which it's not so much as far as the mitzvah of Limud and Torah is concerned, but like we say, ki heim chayenu v'orech yameinu, that Torah is the source of our life. The Torah is something that gives us life, that gives us our feeling of sustenance, of fulfillment. That's what the Torah is. That's where we find our happiness, in the Torah. Now, whether it's a mitzvah or not, is this point not relevant. The relationship that Klal Yisrael has to the Torah, as far as that's concerned, that, you know, even theoretically at a time the person would be potter wouldn't have a chiv, but that still stands. That still is what it is. And therefore, the Panim Yisrael explains that in truth, originally when Yeshua asked him, "Halonu atam mitzareinu," he used the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, the Tziva, the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. And on that, the Malach actually answered him that you're right. The truth is, I'm not coming. The claim on Talmud Torah that I have is not as far as a mitzvah, the Tziva of learning Torah, because that you're right. Klal Yisrael, they were far tired out. And they couldn't be obligated at that time in the mitzvah, as far as the mitzvah, the commandment of learning Torah is concerned. But what he said was concerning the second aspect of Limud HaTorah. The idea, the pasuk over here talks about a shira. Torah is describing and referring to Torah as a shira. Shira is something that a song which comes out effortless from a person, right? A person is in such a mood, and it just the song sings from his heart by itself. That's what the Malach was claiming over here. A person, you know, could come home a hard day of work, sit down with a newspaper, has no problem reading it. It gives him enjoyment. Right? You know, no one would say that, you know, how could you concentrate on what's going on there? I mean, it's something which gives me enjoyment. I relax with it. That's what it is. So, in essence, that's really what the Malach was saying. That the relationship that Klal Yisrael should be having with the Torah is something that it's the song of life. It's something that after a hard day of work, it's something which helps me relax, something which gives me life. That's what it is. The Shira Hazois. That's precisely this idea. That's what he was claiming. That's what the Malach was sent. That's what was missing. And actually, that's really what, like we mentioned before, the Kihem Chayinu Vechemenu. That's really in truth what the Rebbe Shalom wants from us. Of course, as a mitzvah, and as far as the mitzvah is concerned, you know, it's non-dependent. But on the other hand, that we know that our relationship to Torah is something which goes beyond the guidelines and limitations of mitzvahs. As strong as our relationship is to Torah, it's something which Torah really is something which could give us a standing, a feeling of fulfillment. It gives us life. I mean that everyone knows that as strongly bonded as someone is to their learning, to ruchnius, the person feels fulfilled, feels that he has a sense of meaning to himself. Other things that we might think other people might think that which could give us enjoyment and happiness, but you know, at this stage of the game we've experienced enough times that it's short-lived, if at all. But what gives us a sense of accomplishment, a sense of real living, is as much as our attachment to Torah and to mitzvahs is, that's something which carries. Okay, let's see what we could chap around today. A little late start here, but let's see the sugya by us over here. The majority of the daf today is not related to Erevin. Let's see this sugya which the Gemara talks about drinking of wine, what effect it has on a person as far as davening is concerned. Here, let's start from over here. You see, it's a little bit more than halfway down on Samach Daman Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Shosui Al Yisbal. Shosui Al Yisbal. Shosui, someone who drank wine. We'll see that there's two levels. Shosui Al Yisbal from Yisbal Tfilas Tfilah. The level, we'll see it more later on, talks about what this is, but a person who has drank wine a certain amount puts into the category of a shosui. This person, al yispal hadchil, he shouldn't daven. Kipshuta, we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei over here. Vim hispal tfilas tfilah. However, but yeah, if he is mispalel, then tfilas tfilah, his yoytzim, his din tfilah, and therefore he doesn't have to and he should not daven again. However, shikur, someone who's considered drunk, al yispalel v'mispal tfilos teyevo, such a person, he shouldn't daven, and even if he does, tfilosoi teyevo. A tfilah in such a state, it's considered a teyevo, something which is abominable. And the Rishonim say, and therefore he's not yoytz at all, and he has to, and he has to daven again when he's sobers up. Hechidam yishos vehechidam yishikur. The Gemara asks, what are the two levels? What's considered shosoy? What's considered shikur? We'll get to the Gemara right away because Gemara mentions a ma'aseh, two people. They were parting from each other, and this was one of the topics that one mentioned. Yeah, if you look when right before the lines get wider on the bottom over there, the Gemara says as follows: Posachad v'omer hechidam yishosui v'hechidam yishikur. Shosui kol shiyochol dab lefnei amelech. Shosui is someone who has drank wine, but he is still in control of himself, that he's able to speak in front of the king. He's coherent. He won't make mistakes. He's in control. He's yochel dab lefnei amelech. Shikur, however, is kol she'en yochel dab lefnei amelech. This is what the Gemara says. That's what these two guidelines are. So
for whom are we addressing? The shikur?
The person who drank the wine.
When we say a shikur shouldn't be davening.
Right.
We're addressing the shikur who was obviously not in control of his faculties. But we want people around him to somehow...
I mean, definitely someone who's in the first level, let's say, shosir, right? I mean, he definitely understands. Even a shikur, in yochel daven lefnei hamelech, right? I mean, he wants to daven, he doesn't understand that. I don't know. I have to.
It's really
on Purim, you see if someone wants to daven, you tell him he can't. Whether he's not gonna take it. I don't know, it sounds like we're talking about him. Or at least what is negay is that when he sobers up, we'll tell him to daven again, right? Yeah. Okay.
I heard from a friend that you could, that much you can follow.
Yeah. I mean, probably the shikur, when you tell him that he doesn't have to daven or he shouldn't daven, probably easier for him. You know, right? It's difficult. You know, you ever see these people on Purim daven, they can't, they, you know, they should try to start again, you know. Very difficult for them. Yeah.
Shikur is just has reveals?
Well, see, the Gemara over here doesn't mention directly what the shiurim are. Right? We'll see. I mean, at this point, we'll see from the Gemara whether there's a specific amount we should put them into each category. Okay, let's pick up the Gemara over here a little further. Around five lines down, the Gemara gets back to this. The Gemara says as follows. Omer Rami Bar Abba, Derech Mil Vishina Kol Shum Efigin Es Hayayim. Derech Mil, person travels a mil, or Shina Kol Shuhu, a small amount of sleep, Mefigin Es Hayayim, they have the ability to be Mefig the Yayin, to sober a person from the effects of Yayin, and therefore, if he does one of these two things, then he can daven. But Rashi speaks out, Vishina Koshu, Oizu, Oizu, doesn't mean both, it means one or the other. Now the Gemara says as follows, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Abba Avuah, Lo Yishon Me'el Shashasa Kidei Revis. This that we just mentioned, that traveling a mill or sleeping will take away the effect of the wine, that's only if he has drunk Revis. But if the amount that was drank was more than revis, the effect of traveling or sleep is, on the contrary, it enhances the effect of the wine. Apparently from the Gemara. So that the Gemara says as follows, derech mil mefiga hayayin, fret Gemara akasho. Gemara asks the question, that even what we're saying over here, that a person drank a revius, that traveling has the ability to dissipate the effects of the wine, on that the Gemara asks that even there it would seem from the following braisa, not like that. I just want to get to the point over here because we're a little pressed for time. A whole story over here, and a story with Rami Gamliel. He was traveling. Rabbi Loi was with him, and the Gemara over here, the story over here, ends. Kivan shegiel lechsev boecha lishal al nidrei. You see, it's around 10-12 lines further down. The Braisa says as follows. Kivan shebo lechsev, he came to his destination. Boecha lishal nidre. A person came to be shoel, that he should act as a chacham to matter his neder. Omar lozeh she'imoi, so Rav Gamliel said, Rabbi Loi, klum shosin revius yayin hutalki, that didn't we drink a revius of yayin hutalki? So I'm not fit to act as the chacham to matter the neder. Om lohein. Yeah, we did. Im kein yitayl achreinu achiyofa yeinenu. So he told the person that so travel with us until we have done enough traveling, which will be able to be made for the yayin, the effects of the yayin, then I'll be able to be matig in eden. Vitil achrein gimel milin achiyhigi usumo shal tzur, and he traveled with them 3 mil till they got to a certain spot. Kim jilas lumasur yorim milim lechamor, fine, and he was matig his neder. Now the Gemara, a few lines down, says Katani Mihas. You see at the end of the line over there, Katani Mihas Shloishamil. That you see that Gamliel, we're talking about drinking a revius, and he traveled 3 mil, not 1 mil. That's the Gemara's question. And that the Gemara answers Shani Yain Hoytaki the Meshaket Fe. And that the Gemara says that Yain Hoytaki, that's a very strong wine. It has a greater effect. That's why 1 mil is not enough. And that the Gemara asks, "V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ba'avu, Leishon El Shoshos Revis, Av Shoshos Yisum Revis, Kol Shchein Derech Nedosa V'Shirim Mishakrosay." And that the Gemara asks, and Rashi explains that once you're telling me that this wine is a stronger kind of wine, and even one revis of it is doesn't have the same effects of, as a revius of regular wine, so that should put in the category of as if you're drinking more than a revius of regular wine. And that the Gemara had told us that more than a revius, traveling makes things worse. And that Gemara says, Rochov Shani, that there's a difference whether you're traveling by foot or you're riding. Rochov Shani, this that we mentioned before, that traveling makes things worse, that's only if you're traveling by foot. The Torah, Haderech, has that effect. But Rochov, person is riding on an animal, he's riding, so then the effects are different, and there and then, at this point, the Gemara is saying, then on a stronger wine, if you travel for 3 mil, then it'll be mafig. That Gemara says, "Hashad os lahochi l'romba abanami lekash rochav shani." That Gemara says that once you're making this difference between traveling by foot and riding, so. That even if we go back to the original question, we assume that it was not a stronger wine, but it works both ways. As even a regular wine, which says usually needs 1 mil is enough. That's only if you're traveling by foot, but if you're riding, then you'll need 3 mil. All right, so it comes out from the Gemara over here that now there's a certain balance over here. That on the one hand, there has to be some level of exertion in order to help dissipate the wine. But on the other hand, that if it's too much, then it can make things worse. And that's the difference between traveling by foot and traveling riding an animal. Right? I guess you have to know today what category riding in a car would be. Depending on, today, cars probably wouldn't compare to that of an animal. The way Baruch Hashem we have, you can't even tell you're traveling, in a car. All right, so you have to know halacha what that is. The traveling, on the other hand, you see it does affect certain people, so it's not like, you don't feel like you're moving at all. So it has some kind of effect. All right, but to know where this comes in halacha, I have to ask. But we see that this difference that the Gemara makes over here. Yeah. Now I'm going to just see a little bit. Everyone can take a mission brew just to see a little bit how this comes la halacha over in Simon Sadi tests. Mention the Tosfos over here by us. If you see the bottom Tosfos is on the Samach Dalam and Aleph. Tosfos says Shikai Yispal and Spal for us at Tri Avin. And Tosfos says therefore Vela Yotza, and he's not yet to Rokim Shinochol Dabaf Nei Melech and Tzorch Lachzul Spal. You have to daven again. And Tosfos says, and this is similar to what we find, B'china hid brachas, shem yispal v'nim tzitzay k'negdoi, demasek kivin shechoto, afal pish yispal tfilas ha-te'eva. Over there too, that tfilas ha-te'eva, and therefore he has to daven again. Now Tosfos over here deals with the question. We know that the Gemara is talking about tfilo shmoneh esrei. What is, as far as brachos are concerned, the chasamozen brachos, does that have the same din also, right? Let's say a person benching, let's say, right? Does it also have these same halachas, these two categories? Now Tosfos makes a point. He says definitely they're not completely similar. The Hoshosi Al Yispala Shiyofagenai, that we know the first category by us, Shosi, right? That Lechatchili you can't, you're not allowed to daven, you're not supposed to daven. Actually, Vafil Bayayin Mozug Al Yispal Biyayis Mervis, Taisis brings sources of them. That's just, if you jump to the next line over here, the, at the end of the next line, Pshita de Shosi Mivorich Bekas Amozum Chal Abrochas Kulam. And that Taisa says, however, you know, our sugya over here, as far as tefillah is concerned, Shemoneh Esrei, there's a halacha that chachila shosri should not say Shemoneh Esrei. Don't daven in this stage, in this state. However, as far as brachas is concerned, that lechachila he may. Can I remember Yishami the brachas? The Gemara in the Yishami says as follows: Ma'apalei v'machalta v'savota v'rachto, v'achalta v'savota v'rachto, v'afila medumdum. That even if a person is under the influence of wine, as a result of Yochalta v'Savata, he had eaten a meal and he drank wine. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says Uverachtem. So this is Tosis's question over here. I said this. Tosis over here seems to leave off with the question, not clear. Taisus takes out, seems to say that Yishami is only talking about the first level. You don't see anything more than that. It's interesting that the Rishonim, Maseches Brachos, they seem to take out of this Yishami that even the second level of Shikra, any Yochel Dabba Fnei HaMelech, as far as Brachos is concerned, they understand that's okay. It's mutter. Chatchila filo. Now let's see over here. Let's see a couple of minutes to be able to see. Simin Savites, the three sifim which discuss our sugya over here. Din shosui v'shikul tefila. The mechaber starts as follows: shosui yayin kidei revis. Over here mentions the shear of a revis. Al yispal shiyosi yenev. M'shosu yoyser. So revis al yispal till he takes away the effect of the wine. M'shosu yoyser. If it's more than that, m'yocho l'da b'fnei ha-melech. If he's able to speak b'fnei ha-melech, m'yispal t'filosei t'filu. M'yocho l'da b'fnei ha-melech, m'yispal t'filosei t'yevo. It seems to be talking only after you have more than a revius. Then you get into this bracket. I guess we're assuming that less than a revius doesn't have that effect. Right? Obviously, if a person is very affected by wine, and even less than a revius, he's not Yechal Fei HaMelech. So on that, the Mechaber tells us clearly, V'shoch Lassel Spal, Kashi Yossi Yemel, V'nes Daven, Daven again. V'afilim Ovar Zman HaTfilo, and even if Zman Tfilo passed, that it has the halacha of a shregig, someone that by mistake missed his man tefillah, then from tefillah tashlumin that we learned in the sugya over there, and the Mishnah over here discusses when is it considered a shregig and when is it considered a mazid as far as this is concerned. Hago, the Rama tells us as follows: din krishma kedin tefillah. Krishma, right? It's something which we didn't see till this point. What Krishma? Krishma has the same din as tefillah is concerned, that if he's in Yochel Dabba Fnei HaMelech, then he has to say Krishma over again. Obviously, Krishma doesn't have a din of Tashlumin. Din Krishma kedin tefillah. Avosha brochus Yochel Levorach af pishu hu shikr. The Rama over here brings Shah brachos, a person may make the bracha even if he's shikr. And he's the source over here brings from Mordechai in by us in Erevin, Gois Maimonis, these sources that they're not mistapic. They don't have any doubt what Tosis by us we saw left in doubt. Now, let's just see a couple of points over here. The first sifkot in the Mishnah Berurah, Shosa Yayin, he mentions how near the wedding Shar Mashkim Hamishakrim. When we're talking about Shosoy and Shikrim, it's really not limited to wine. Hoedin Shar Mashkim Hamishakrim, other drinks which also have the effect. Kfi Mashikos Vataz Kalam Simkov Chavches Sifkotin Lam Haley Nisias Kapayim. But there's also another halacha as far as Nisias Kapayim that there's a din. That just like a kohen can't do avoda, is in the Torah. So Nisias Kapayim also is learned from over there that shikr is disqualifies a kohen from being able to do Nisias Kapayim, and that's why the minig is that's like on Simchas Torah, right? So they don't. Right, they do before. Right, and as you see that they go very, very, very far as this is concerned. That they don't, They don't even hear kiddush from someone else. On Rosh Hashanah also, even places that hear kiddush in between. Kind of, they hear, but they don't drink even grape juice. They stay away from it. Okay, now let's just quickly jump to the next sifkot over here, the revius, the shir revius. Mishmur mentions over here that there are differences. Dafkim shos bevasachas, if it's drinking at once, then it has the effect of revius that we're talking about. Aval b'shnei pomim. However, if a person drinks it at two times, oishemaz gebimat mayim mutter. That if it was diluted with water, that's mutter. Again, we have to know exactly how does that translate to our wines today. Now, let's skip down a line or two. Kosav hamogen avrom b'shem asmak. Yayin shebeseich asu da enem mishakem. Okay, that's an important point. Yayin shebeseich asu da enem mishakem. There are different effects that wine has. It's not as strong, and this a shail which something could come up many times is that if a person many times is by a simcha, a Shabbos tikka simcha, and after the kiddush you first start the suda. And people like to daven mincha right away after the suda. A person drank wine, so this is where the shayla could come in. Yayin shebeseichas suda, we see over here, is lighter. On the other hand, that if they were mechaber him to bench, then right, so you have to know what kinir that is not, but at that time, he finished eating, so that would have a different din. So
that's because that's not beseichas suda.
I don't know what Besaych HaSuda means, right? But it actually means that while you're eating, you have the food, or I don't know. But it could be that's not Yayin Besaych HaSuda, and such a thing over the afternoon Luchatchil, whether a person should partake, in the davening after that. Just bringing up a point. I don't you have to ask someone who learned the sugya well over here. Okay, I think we'll have to stop over here if that's okay.